the Astros and the Phillies from Citizens Bank Park on Monday. We pick it up in the top of the second. Game is scoreless, but not for much longer.
The pitch. McCann swings and hits one high and deep. Right center field, and that ball is gone.
22 for McCann against the Phillies.
The pitch. Swing and a drive. Well hit. Right center field. Williams and Herrera on the run, and that one is gone. Opposite field homer for Bregman.
Springer is out of this game.
A swing and a foul ball back. They've moved Reddick to center, and Nori Aoki is into the game in right.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a line drive base hit. Goes to left field. Perkins to it, but one run is scored. Turning third is Bregman. He will score, and Altuve has done it with a two-out, two-run single. And the Astros increase their lead to 5-1. Here's the 2-2. So we had a broken bat bloop to shallow center. It's going to fall for a base hit. Altuve turns third. He'll score. Herrera picks up the baseball on his way over to third base is Reddick. And Gurriel dunks one into center to get another run home for the Astros. It's now a 6-1 game. And the 3-1. Beltran swings and grounds it up the middle. Diving Hernandez. It's by him out into center field. Reddick has scored. And around third, Gurriel, he'll come home and score. The throw to third, not in time. As Gonzalez beats the throw there, all hands safe. Two more runs in. And it is now 8-1, Houston.
Astros demolish the Phillies 13-4. Jose Altuve extends his career-long hitting streak to 16 games. He's now batting a ridiculous .528 during that stretch. Facing the team that drafted him just a couple of years ago, Vince Velasquez was knocked around by the Astros' bats as he took the loss to fall to 2-6 on the year, giving up four runs on six hits in just three innings of work, including back-to-back home runs. Here is Velasquez sharing his thoughts after the game.
Well, we've been playing pretty well recently, and these kind of games happen. Unfortunately, it was one of those games. The positives were Herrera continues to swing the bat well. Nick Williams, three more RBIs. I think he's got 18 in 20 games. And Cesar getting the three hits. Other than that, not a lot lot of positives.
How do you think Vince looked?
Well, he gave up two home runs, six hits, and three innings.
You had said before the game that you didn't really want to look at it on paper. Was it even more painful to look at?
This is as good a team as we've seen. I mean, I think they've got nine guys that have double digits and home runs. They've got a real aggressive team, probably the best, if not one of the best we've seen. And they're very aggressive hitters, and you can't make mistakes. That's one thing that was noticeable, that early in the count, they hack at those mistakes. They don't strike out a lot, and I think a big reason for that is that if you make a mistake early in the count, they're not going to take it and get behind.
Did you think Vince was overthrowing maybe a little bit?
I don't know. His velocity was okay. You know, I've seen him throw harder. It's just one of those things. If you don't locate to a team like this, you're going to get hurt. And I think just location wasn't the greatest.
Can you use that as an example with your own team? Say, look what these guys do. Because there are a lot of young players.
Bob, I'd like to. It was noticeable to me that they go up there to do damage. They look like they're ready to hit every pitch. They're not taken to get a look at the pitcher. If you make a mistake out over the plate, they go to hurt you. They're going to try to do damage, and everyone in the lineup. You take that 0-2 pitch after the rain delay to their third baseman, and it looked to me like he said, if he throws me a slider, he's going to get me, but if I'm not taking a fastball. And he got a fastball, and he hit a rope. They go up there to hurt you early in the count, and they're pretty disciplined late in the count.
Is Pinto just leaving the ball up? Look like a lot of his balls are hard hit, were up in the zone.
Yeah, you got to keep the ball down in the zone. We haven't been doing that. I mean, we have been doing a good job up until tonight.
What are you hoping to see out of Vince, or what do you need to see out of him over these next couple weeks and months to really solidify what you think he can be for you guys going forward?
What I want to see out of Vince is what I want to see out of every pitcher is well-located pitches. That's what it boils down to. Location is a pitcher's best pitch. Down in the zone, it's the old cliche. Work fast, throw strikes, pitch down, change speeds. And that's what we're looking for from everybody.
The Phillies try to bounce back on Tuesday behind Nick Pivetta. He'll be opposed by Charlie Morton.